Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. Tom Higginson co-founded the band Plain White Tees in 1997, and the group soon found success with hits like 1, 2, 3, 4, Rhythm of Love, and blockbuster number one, Hey There, Delilah. Ahead of Plain White Tees' coming concert in Hope, Arkansas, Mallory Wyatt and I talked with Higginson about the band's busy schedule, their return to the style that made them famous, his side projects, and a lot more. Here's our conversation with Tom Higginson. Joining us on the phone from Chicago, it's Tom Higginson of Plain White Tees. Hi, Tom.
What's up, you guys?
Good. Mallory Wyatt is here in the studio with us, too.
Hey, everyone.
We're talking because you're going to play a show in the region in Hope, Arkansas, coming up.
Yes, I hope so.
How did that come about?
How did that come about? You know, I'm not really sure. It's funny. We have people to worry about that kind of thing. We just kind of get these offers and, hey, do you guys want to play this show? Hey, sounds good. Let's do it. On my end, it's about that easy. I'm sure there's much more behind the scenes, but you know, we're the artists, so we don't bother with that stuff. We just like to say, cool, let's play a show, you know?
Cool. Well, it's a beautiful venue. I think you'll probably enjoy it there.
Great. Can't wait.
So Tom, it seems like y'all are doing a lot of running around right now. Is that right?
Well, can I tell you about the last like 10 days of my life?
Yeah, real quick? Go right ahead. Do it.
It's actually pretty fun. So Tim and I, our guitar player, we did a show at a high school in Northern California. It was like the school did some kind of contest and they won a concert at their school. So me and Tim did an acoustic set at this high school in Northern California. From there, we flew a red-eye flight cross-country to New York, connected to Puerto Rico, connected to Tortola in the Virgin Islands, and then took a boat to Necker Island, which is Richard Branson's island, where we literally got there and 2 hours later were on stage playing a show there for a private event on Necker Island. And then we got to hang out for a day on the island. It was like obviously paradise, unbelievable. And then the next day I got on a plane, actually the same, a boat, then a plane, then another plane, then another plane to Omaha, Nebraska. Not quite as fun as the Virgin Islands, but it was amazing to play an acoustic set for this thing called Emo Night. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
So fun. Yeah, it's like a little small club. Everybody's dancing, everybody's sweaty. And I do a couple acoustic songs right in the middle of it. Super fun. And then Des Moines the next day. And then the next day, fly to Atlanta to meet back up with Tim to play at City Winery. I'm sorry, no, Nashville to play in City Winery. Almost forgot to stop there. And then we drove the next day. We hung out with some friends that same night. Drove the next day to Atlanta to play another City Winery show. And then flew home, and I've been home for like 3 days. And then now, like I said, tomorrow we go to Disney. We're playing Epcot for 4 days. Yeah, it's been a crazy, it's nice because it's like during the pandemic, it was like we're all stuck at home thinking like, man, I wish we could go play shows again. And then, of course, now here we are in full swing.
Yeah,
like,
be careful what you wish for.
I wish we could just sit home for a few months, you know. But no, everything's good. We're gearing up. We're releasing new music, which I don't know if you guys saw. We just released a new song.
Yes, y'all released exactly, Happy.
Yeah, 1 week ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got Happy out there. We also released a song in February called Spaghetti Tattoo. Mm-hmm. So a new album is gearing up to come out. I want to say October is the goal. So hopefully in October there will be a brand new Plain White Tees album, and we'll be just kind of dropping singles along the way leading up to that. So yeah, it's good to be busy. Feels good.
How long has it been since your last album?
Our last album came out in 2018.
Okay.
Which it feels like it was like 2 years ago, but it's crazy that it was 5 years ago. So yeah.
Yeah. We all have that blank in the middle there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That doesn't count. That time, you know, but yeah, so it's been a while, long overdue for sure.
Gotcha. Well, in between your, your stops that you have? I mean, ain't no rest, obviously, but do you have any time for any sort of fun?
Well, the good thing is it's all kind of fun, you know, mm-hmm. even though it's quote unquote my job and quote unquote work. It's still like, I mean, I can't think of a more fun job and a more fun way to, you know, to make money. I love writing and I love performing. And, you know, it's funny because it still feels maybe not quite like it did back in 97 when the band started playing shows, but it definitely is still fun. You know, the whole process, I still love it. I still love making, you know, writing the songs, recording the songs, getting out there and playing shows, and, you know. So that being said, yes, it's all fun, of course. But yeah, in between, it's funny. I was just telling a friend the other day, it's like, man, staying home, just sitting at home doing nothing, like that's my vacation, you know. It's like most people like are home all the time and they plan, you know, a week where they go somewhere and do fun stuff. And for me, it's like the exact opposite. I'm always traveling around doing cool stuff. So when I get a week off, I just sit home and do nothing. So kind of fun.
So your most recent album, Parallel Universe, is that right?
Yeah.
So I went back and I listened to that. And it seems like it's really different in comparison to all of your other ones. It almost has kind of a cinematic quality to it.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very cohesive and it kind of had a cinematic vibe to it. I don't know. But I was just wondering what is your upcoming going to be like? Do you know?
Okay. So I'll tell you this. So for our last album, Parallel Universe, by the way, I love it. One of my favorite albums, but I think we kind of strayed a little bit, like you're saying, we made a kind of a dark pop album. And I think that it didn't necessarily connect with the fan base. I mean, people loved some of the songs, but I think overall we kind of made that album for us because we were like trying to do something different and really step outside the box. Even the title of the album, Parallel Universe, kind of, you know, describes that. It's like, it's the Plain White Tees, but if we were, you know, it's like a totally different spin on the Plain White Tees. And I think some people got it and some people didn't. So, but we love it, of course. But point is, to answer your question, for this new album, we kind of went back on like our whole history and kind of like, you know, looked at, man, what is this common thread? What do people associate the band with? Obviously, we've got our string of hits are all, you know, kind of acoustic love songs, right? Rhythm of Love, 1, 2, 3, 4, Hey There, Delilah. And then we've got some of our bigger songs like Our Time Now and Hate are very, you know, a little bit more like pop punk. So we're kind of thinking like, let's kind of just try to live in that world and try to see what happens. And it's crazy that like, maybe because of the pandemic and everything, like I was saying, but it was very inspiring to come back and write songs for Plain White Tees. We also, a few of us have side projects. I've got like an 80s synth project called Million Miler and like a punk side project called TLB. And Tim, our other guitar player, he does a side project called Timothy Howells. It's a little bit more country. So I think like getting all of that stuff out of our systems, you know, we were able to really come together and make a Plain White Tees album that really feels and sounds like Plain White Tees. And again, not that Parallel Universe wasn't Plain White Tees, but it was just us trying to step outside of ourselves a little bit. Whereas this new stuff, I feel like we're really kind of settling into that soft spot of Plain White Tees.
Yeah, I can definitely see where you're kind of coming back to that because I listened to Spaghetti Tattoo and Happy, and they both kind of have this sound that your older stuff has that almost has like a yearning feeling to it. Like,
ooh,
I don't know
I
if
love
that makes
that.
Sense. Like, it's, no, I, it's like honestly, always like you're seeking chills. Something.
I got chills when you said that. It's crazy.
So yeah, it seems really, like you're coming back to that.
Yeah, that's a good word for sure. Yearning. I love that.
Yeah. So I can definitely see that. I'll be curious to see how that goes direction wise. You brought up the pandemic a couple times. I wanted to ask about something that you kind of, it looks like you got started during the pandemic. It was called the Wednesday Night Club. Looks like it slowed down recently, but I was just, that seemed like a lot of fun. I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about it.
For sure. I mean, you know, the only reason it's slowed down is because now we're just busy as hell, you know? So it's like, so in the middle of the, not even the middle, I should say, like a few weeks into the pandemic, it was like, okay, well, we're all bored. We're all like needing some kind of connection. So I decided to do this, just go on Facebook Live and like, hey, everybody vote for, you know, here's 10 songs, vote for your favorite one. And I'm going to play the top five on Wednesday. And so I did it and it was, you know, it felt really good. And I think people really, really appreciated it and really, you know, kind of needed it at that time, you know? And so I was like, man, that was so fun. Like, oh, okay, screw it. We'll do it again next week, Wednesday night. Let's do this again, blah, blah, blah. And then after a few weeks of it, I ended up just starting to call it, hey, what's up, Wednesday Club? And, you know, like kind of branding it without even knowing it. And yeah, I kept it going pretty much almost for two, like even once things started kind of getting a little bit back to normal, I was still doing it for a while whenever I could. And honestly, I mean, it's definitely not dead in the water. I actually premiered Spaghetti Tattoo on the Wednesday Club in February. And I would have premiered Happy on the Wednesday Club, but we were busy every single Wednesday leading the whole month leading up to that. But yeah, it was really, really a fun thing. And it, again, it was like, I think it really helped connect the fans and everything and just give everybody something to do. But also just for me, I feel like it was really fun to be connected with everybody, you know, and to have that like kind of pseudo social interaction, you know, with people, even though we were all stuck in our houses. But then also just to kind of go back and I played throughout the 2 years of doing Wednesday Club, I played every single Plain White Tee song ever released at least once. So it was kind of fun to go back and like, oh man, why did I put that song on the voting list? Now I got to go back and remember it and remember the lyrics and, you know, so it was kind of fun keeping me sharp a little bit too, you know.
Did you get a lot of writing done during that time?
So, I mean, honestly, yeah, I did. Well, a lot of the writing was, like I said, I put out a full album for this project called Million Miler, which is me, just my only solo project I've ever done since being in Plain White Tees. And I love that album. It's almost like what we were going for with Parallel Universe, but like taking it over the top and just really diving into that like synth nostalgic kind of 80s vibes. So if you guys haven't listened to that yet, you got to check it out. It's almost like, it sounds like a Plain White Tees album if Plain White Tees were around in 1985. That's what it is. Vibe. Yeah. It's almost like, it sounds like it's like a bunch of B-sides from like John Hughes movies, you know, or not even B-sides. I shouldn't say that because I really think they're great songs. So it definitely feels like, yeah, it's like if you took The Goonies, Back to the Future, you know, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and took the soundtracks, mixed them up and added a little Plain White Tees in there. That's what it feels like.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. I love really modern. I love modern music that kind of takes little vignettes from the 80s. Carly Rae Jepsen does something similar, and I really love her stuff. She's so much fun.
Nice. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So
that was most of the writing that I did was for, I mean, I was writing Plain White Tees songs, but it was like, you know, since Million Miler is a solo project, I didn't really need anybody's input or, you know, it was much easier to just kind of streamline that in the pandemic, you know, just kind of write for that and produce that and just kind of have fun with it while we couldn't really be too busy doing other things.
Hey everyone, I want you to know how proud I am to welcome Hostetler Roofing as a sponsorship partner. I had the pleasure to meet with some of Hostetler's staff, and I could tell they really mean it when they say they're all about honesty, integrity, and accountability. They get it that contractors don't have the best reputation, and they want to change people's minds about that by setting an example. Everything Hostetler Roofing does is about taking care of customers. Whether it's a commercial or residential job, maintenance, repair, or a whole new roof. That's why they offer 5 and 10 year workmanship warranties on everything they do. Hostetler has a huge variety of roofing styles and materials available, and they're happy to help you with options to pay for their work, from affordable financing to applying for government grants. It all starts with a free inspection. Just call and ask, and before you know it, you'll get the best advice out there about your roof. Visit HostetlerRoofing.com or call 870-557-4797 to get started. And please mention you heard about them here.
Well, speaking of the 80s and kind of going back, I want to kind of go back in time for you for a minute. So Hey There Delilah recently had its 15th anniversary, right? May 9th.
Okay, hang on real quick. So yeah. I saw that post.
Yeah.
And I have zero, I didn't want to like call it out because we have like a couple of our friends doing, you know, they do some of the posts on the Plain White Tees Instagram. And I didn't want to be like, yo, what the hell are you talking about? But so to be honest, so Hey There Delilah came out for the first time ever. It came out January of 2005. That's when we released the first album that had Hey There Delilah on there. So that is like what, 18 years
ago. Yeah, I was
about
to say, that is not adding up.
And I'm trying to think like, okay, maybe it was the, let's see, it was on the radio. It blew up on the radio in 2007. Mm-hmm. So even that would be like 16 years ago. So I couldn't really think about what the heck that anniversary was. Hmm. So
they did so the math wrong on your, so, on your,
maybe,
your hit song.
You know, it probably went to number, maybe it went to, no, I think it went to number one, even in July, not May. So I don't even know. I don't know what that would have been.
But anyway, speaking of going back in time, you had
speaking of that Hey There Delilah song, yeah, from whenever that
but
was.
You had a lot of different things kind of go on in the past where a lot of your music and your bandmates appeared in the show Greek. Y'all mm-hmm. also had a song that y'all did a rehash for this Disney movie called Frankenweenie.
Yes.
Y'all were I'm going to mention this. I'm going to age myself. My husband loves SpongeBob. Y'all were in SpongeBob the Musical. Did y'all have a favorite project that y'all participated in?
I mean, all of the above. You know, I mean, it was really when we were like on that. So that whole time it was it's such a funny thing. It's like trying to make it. It's like you just kind of say yes to everything, you know, and a lot of times like, you know, that got us to, we, you know, got us to a point where we were on a major label, which was Hollywood Records. And so they were a part of Disney. They were like under the Disney umbrella. So a lot of those opportunities came from the label, from being on that major label, Hollywood Records. So pretty much all that stuff you just named was, you know, came from that relationship. But man, that's what's a favorite. I'm surprised you didn't say iCarly because that was a big one.
That was a
that
big
being
one.
Being on iCarly still to this day, people like ask about that. But honestly, I mean, you mentioned the Frankenweenie thing, Tim Burton, obviously those movies growing up, like,
oh, those are fun.
Edward Scissorhands and the Burbs. I'm sorry, not the Burbs. Frickin', the hell am I trying to say? Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. Edward Scissorhands, even the first Pee-wee's Big Adventure movie, those were all Tim Burton. Those were like
Corpse
staples.
Bride.
Yeah.
What's that?
Corpse Bride.
Oh, Corpse Bride. Yeah, exactly. Like all of those are like staples from like me growing up. So to get a chance to do a song, and by the way, the song we did for Frankenweenie was a Ramones song, Pet mm-hmm. Cemetery. So we love the Ramones coming up as well. So it was just like if that whole thing was like a really cool kind of melding of all of a bunch of worlds of our, you know, some of our biggest inspirations all together. So that was definitely a favorite for sure. But I mean, all that stuff, being on Greek, being on iCarly, like shooting some really cool, fun music videos, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 video, that was just me and a buddy going downtown and shooting something that we thought could be cool. And then it ended up being like the number one played video on VH1 that year or something crazy. So it's like, I love just all that stuff. And I mean, even continuing on, I mean, we just put out a lyric video for the song Happy that I think is one of the most fun things we've done in a while. And then the video for Spaghetti Tattoo, we're all puppets. So it's like, it's just fun creating and fun being a part of all of this stuff and, you know, being able to make songs and put images to them and videos and artwork and all that stuff. I mean, like I said before, it's like the whole process is still pretty fun and pretty exciting for me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of kind of a new project and, you know, your old label, you started a new label in 2017 that you know, that's your home now.
Yeah.
What are some wins and challenges you've had with that new project?
Well, first of all, I don't know anything about running a label, so that's always fun. but I do know how to, you know, write songs, how to produce songs, how to, you know, help develop artists. So it's kind of like a fun, it almost feels like when the band first started, like, you know, you kind of don't know what you're doing. You're trying to write some songs, you're booking some shows, you're trying to get a fan base. It's kind of like starting all over with this record label. The record label, by the way, it's called Humans Were Here. And it's just me and a couple friends that are, you know, discovering and developing some artists that we're, you know, we find along the way and think are cool. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's very challenging and we're making a lot of mistakes, but we are, you know, trying to just produce some great music and great videos and great content. And I've always believed that if you do that good enough, then it'll all kind of find a way to, you know, to an audience, you know.
I wanted to ask you about Hey There, Delilah, and namely, are you sick of people asking you about Hey There, Delilah?
Well,
what's it like to have a mega hit like that?
What's it like in New York City? You know, it's incredible, honestly. I mean, and I don't get sick of people asking about it because it's just, I mean, that's just the song. I don't know. Ever since I wrote that one, it's like it just has had a life of its own. You know, it really, really has connected in such a big way. You know, obviously, I wish that more songs that I wrote people connected to like that. I don't know what the, you know, I wish I had that magic fairy dust or whatever in the room that day that was, you know, when I thought of that idea or whatever. But yeah, I don't mind, you know, people asking about it. But did you ask about it or did you just ask what it's like?
No, that's what I was wondering is just, I remember Tony Bennett, remember his big hit was I Left My Heart in San Francisco and he had to sing it every time he did a show. And someone asked him one time if he ever got tired of it. And he said, no, that song gave me the keys to the world. So
yeah, exactly.
That's what I was just wondering about. I mean, I wonder about performers, just having to do the same thing over and over again and whether you ever get tired of it.
Well, I mean, again, that's like the moment of the, you know, when we play live and everything, of course we know that's the moment, you know, that a lot of people are waiting for and excited about. So it's like you play that song and that you can just feel, you know, everybody gets their cell phones out and everybody, you know, you see all the smiles and everybody's excited. Everybody sings along. It's like, that's the whole point. You know, that's why, you know, I picked up a guitar 20 whatever years ago, you know, and started writing songs and wanted to do this for, you know, moments like that. You know, it's like I said, I wish there was, you know, of course, like I said, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, we've got Rhythm of Love. Those were both pretty big songs for us, but obviously Delilah just kind of eclipsed them all. But yeah, it's definitely, I'm very, very, you know, lucky and I love that the song is that big and people are still asking about it.
What's the story behind your band name, Plain White Tees? Is there a meaning or a story there?
You know, it's not a great story. It's just, you know, was writing songs just, you know, I think it was like the summer or the my senior year right after graduating or something. And it was like, cool, like, what are we going to call? You need a name, right? If you're going to start a band, you need a name. And so I just had a list of, you know, I would think of something and, oh, add it to the list, right? And literally Plain White Tees was on the list. And there was other ideas, I think, where I remember Spotless was one of the ideas. And Where's Arnie was another one, which was a quote from What's Eating Gilbert Grape. I don't know if you saw that movie.
No, I have to.
But yeah, so there was a couple just random ones on there. Those are the only ones I really remember. But yeah, Plain White Tees just kind of felt cool. And our music was always, especially back in the early days, it was very kind of 50s inspired, kind of oldies ish. You know, I think you can hear that a little bit in like Hey There Delilah or, you know, a lot of our older songs like that pop punk vibe. All pop punk is, like I said, the Ramones started punk and they were just trying to do 1950s with like distortion, you know. So we've kind of harkens back to that, you know, the idea of like a leather jacket with a plain white tee under it, like the Fonz, you know, the 50s, James Dean. So yeah, that was just kind of like felt the coolest and felt like the most representative of like our sound and stuff.
So what can people expect at your show in Hope? What are they going to see? Some of the old hits, some of the new stuff,
I mean, sure. Definitely. So we're really excited about some of these new songs. So we're going to be sharing, obviously, Happy and Spaghetti Tattoo, which are already out. And let's see, I think by the time we get to you guys, I don't think we'll have another song out yet by then. But we're probably going to maybe debut another new song or two. So that'll be fun. And then, of course, all of the hits. I would assume every song that people would expect or hope that we play, chances are we're playing them. So, yeah, it's going to be just a fun night of old songs, new songs. And yeah, we're just going to kind of jump around, try to get the crowd singing along and get some smiles on people's faces, you know?
Well, that sounds great. We'll put all the details in the show notes about where people can get tickets and so forth.
Cool. Beautiful.
Well, it has been wonderful speaking with you and, hope you have safe travels wherever you end up going next.
Yeah. Thank you guys. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
All right. Bye. Take care.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast recorded in Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. Follow On the Line on Twitter at OTLTXK and on our website, texarkanagazette.com/podcast. To support the show, post a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. The show is written, produced, and edited by yours truly, Carl Richter, and I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krichter@texarkanagazette.com. I'll see you next time on the line.